This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Last session, Louisiana legislators faced a $1.6 billion budget shortfall, and that's expected to continue for the next governor.
I get calls from legislators probably weekly, you know, asking me, so Daryl, what do you see? You know, where can we raise some revenue? What do we do with this problem?
That's Daryl Prepera, Louisiana's legislative auditor. On Thursday, the Legislative Audit Advisory Council heard a report on the severance tax exemption for horizontal wells. In Louisiana, those wells are typically located in the Haynesville Shale. It runs through the northwestern part of the state and is one of the largest natural gas producers in the U.S. Louisiana charges a severance tax, a tax on oil and gas produced in the state. But in 1994, the state said that horizontal wells didn't have to pay that tax for up to 2 years. Because of that, says Karen LeBlanc, Director of Performance Audit Services.
We've lost about $1.1 billion in revenue since fiscal year 10.
These wells are most productive in their first 2 years.
Production decreases by about half after the first year and then decreases after that.
Which means the state may never receive severance taxes on some of these wells.
Louisiana now is the only state that still has this type of exemption.
Tim Barfield with the Louisiana Department of Revenue says it's a delicate balance. Those incentives are important, especially with the price of oil so low.
When the markets do come back, do we want to be one of the first states where drilling activity starts and stays, or do we want it to go to other places first?
At the end of the day, says Prepera,
that is $1.1 billion of real dollars.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.